thanks for downloading news and commentary from KERA 90.1 Dallas-Fort Worth. You can get more information and support this service at kera.org.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Vanguard, offering investments designed to help individuals and institutions reach their long-term financial goals. 1-888-VANGUARD.
County taxes are just a fraction of the amount paid annually by homeowners, with school districts and cities taking the lion's share. Right now, Dallas County has the lowest tax rate in the state, and property owners 65 and older can subtract $69,000 from the taxable value of their home.
That doesn't seem like a lot of money to some, but of course to others it is.
Dallas County Commissioner Maureen Dickey.
I think we should take into consideration that this $69,000 exemption was done in, 1988? Home values have gone up a bit since 88.
So, Dickey wants to cap the amount of taxes seniors pay when they turn 65.
We don't want to run the seniors off. We want to give them something that will make them want to be in Dallas and not flee Dallas as soon as they retire.
But Commissioners John Wiley Price and Ken Mayfield believe the current tax rates for Dallas County seniors are incentive enough.
If they run to Collin or Denton or any of those other... They pay higher taxes.
They don't get as generous an exemption.
Right.
In 2003, a state constitutional amendment adopted by voters allowed counties to freeze taxable property values for senior citizens, as Commissioner Dickey proposed. Commissioner Mike Cantrell and others say the county can't afford a freeze on top of the exemption. He wants the freeze to eventually replace the exemption.
Everyone that has received the exemption up to this point would remain that way. Next year, anyone turning 65 after next year, on a go-forward basis, the tax freeze would be in place.
Cantrell's proposal is in the spirit of the state constitution, guaranteeing seniors won't be taxed out of their homes. Mayfield said that if Dickey would support Cantrell's proposal, he would too. But there's a question as to whether some seniors would end up paying more with the change. The commissioners requested data from county staff about how many seniors would be affected and how many years in the future seniors might benefit. Dickey wants the court to vote in 2 weeks. Catherine Cuellar, KERA News.